So we talked about the Coldplay incident where the cheating couple was exposed and happened to be an employee and her boss who were caught on camera and later we learned having an extramarital affair. Well, a new survey known as the Modern Romance Report that looks at people's relationship trends and how they interact with others, amongst the questions asked was, have you ever had sex with your boss? And one-third of those surveyed said yes. A much higher percentage admitted to at least flirting with a boss at some point in their career in an effort to try and get a raise, a promotion, or preferential treatment. And nearly half of those people surveyed said that they had had sex with, slept with, a coworker. Those numbers seem awfully high. One in three have had sex with the boss, and nearly half have had a relationship with a coworker. Tony Frana is the manager and a career expert with Bold, the professional networking site. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing all right. When you heard these numbers, did that seem high to you that one in three people have gotten it on with the boss and nearly half have slept with a coworker?
It is something that the data certainly is very interesting. And I think what it shows, and as you just, kind of stated, a lot of these statistics that we found is that it certainly isn't something that is uncommon.
Yeah, I just wonder, one in three, but now that's not in their current job. That's at any point in their careers, in their professional lives as adults. Either way, probably not a good idea to sleep with the boss, and definitely not a good idea for the boss to sleep with people who work for them, correct?
It definitely can complicate things, right? Because, power imbalances, can increase the risk of favoritism and, of course, ethical issues. And so it's really important to have transparent policies as an organization around workplace romances, if you will. I think that, we spend a lot of time at our place of employment when we are working. And so you're working with other people and, when you work closely with other people, relationships certainly can develop either, more intimate by nature or, just as friends and colleagues. And so I think that the key here is policies are key. And in light of recent events, maybe it's a great time for companies to sort of dive in and review those policies that they have.
Yeah, it just seems that the chances for things to go badly when the boss is sleeping with someone who works for them, either for the boss or for the employee, from the boss's perspective, if the relationship doesn't go well, clearly they're worried about human resources issues and complaints to HR or lawsuits or other ramifications. But likewise, for the employee, if the relationship does not go well, then are they in peril of being fired, demoted, not promoted, or treated poorly from the boss because they had this sexual relationship that ended for whatever reason? It just seems like there's a whole lot of risk for the boss and for the employee.
Absolutely. And, I think it definitely, just by what the conversation is, it complicates things, really quickly, particularly if things don't work out. And it isn't just the two people involved in the relationship. Workplace romance can really strain the entire team dynamics, even, the entire company, depending on the relationship, I suppose, and the fallout from said relationship. So it's really important, again, to, tread very carefully and to have clear policies. But policies are great to have. They have to be communicated and communicated really clearly so everybody understands, what the requirements are for reporting these relationships or navigating them should a personal relationship occur. That communication can, hopefully eliminate some of the complications that arise from relationships like this.
We're talking with Tony Frana, career expert with Bold. When we come back, I want to talk more about the inter relationships between coworkers and less about the boss-employee dynamic, because that's even more common, with nearly half of Americans saying they've had a romantic or sexual relationship with a coworker. What should you know if that's something that you become interested in, and is it something that you should try to avoid? We'll ask Tony Franna that after this. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to share it with us on the Equinart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. We're back after this check on WWL traffic. The Modern Romance Report has found that one in three Americans say they have slept with their boss at some point in their professional lives, and nearly half say they have had a relationship with a coworker. I'm hearing on the Equinart Jewelers Talk and Text line from many people who are listening to this conversation who are telling me that they met their now spouse at work and started dating because they were coworkers, and a lot of other people telling stories about big problems that have arisen in their workplace because of people sleeping together. Tony Franna is the manager and a career expert with Bold, the professional networking website. Tony, are you surprised that nearly half of people say they've had a relationship, a sexual relationship with a coworker? And what advice do you have for people if they do seek to have a relationship with someone they work with?
Sure. You know, I'm not really surprised. You know, we spend a lot of time at work, as I said earlier, with, you know, the same team, the same people, and, you know, it's 40 plus hours a week if we're working full time, and you likely have, you know, things in common with the people that you work with because you're working on the same team or within the same organization. So even your job titles might be the same. You may be aligned with the mission and vision of the organization, and it might be something that's very aligned personally with you. So there is that commonality amongst coworkers that just naturally sort of falls into place when you work at the same organization. And I think, you know, as people sort of get more comfortable with technology, and technology, I think, you know, sort of, you know, removes some of those lines between casual and flirtatious communication, even just sending a meme or a GIF, you know, to somebody that you work with. So I'm not surprised by this, but I do think that it does warrant employees who decide to, you know, embark on a relationship that is more than just being colleagues, that they, you know, tread carefully, think everything through, and of course, refer to the company policies to see, you know, what the handbook says about having a relationship with somebody that you work with that is, you know, outside of work.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is to think that, well, this is innocent, we're friends, why not make it more than that? And then you end up either in the HR office or losing your job because you violated a company policy. I'd say about half of the companies I've ever worked for had a policy strictly banning coworkers from extra work relationships, that you could not date or have sexual relationships with people with whom you worked. But about half don't have such policies.
Sure, sure. Or the policy might be, you know, if you are to embark on a, you know, a personal relationship with a coworker, these are the steps you need to take to make sure that it is transparent. Because again, you know, it's more than just the two people who can be impacted by a personal relationship. And also, you know, depending on the dynamics of the team and, you know, who the manager of the team is, you know, is there favoritism? Is there not? You know, that there, it just brings a lot of questions to the table if people find out about it, you know, in a way that is a surprise to the rest of the coworkers or the rest of the team.
Tony, anything else you want to share with us on this Modern Romance Report that has these numbers of a third of people having slept with the boss and half having had a sexual relationship with a coworker?
You know, I think being honest and understanding and knowing what the, you know, policies are at your workplace is really a step in the right direction to sort of mitigate and minimize any risk associated with these personal relationships.
Tony, thanks for joining us here on WWL. Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Yeah, these numbers seem high to me, and it seems ill-advised, but, you know, the whole thing about the head and the heart and other parts of your body and what you're thinking with, generally comes into play. And I guess ultimately I'm not surprised that nearly half of people have slept with a coworker. That 1 in 3 having slept with the boss does kind of surprise me. And that seems like a really, really bad idea. We're back after the news talking about drainage with St. Charles Parish President Matt Jewell.